This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's crisis and concern in Iran this morning with the government's declared President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad the winner in a landslide, but his opponent charges fraud. Also this week, a group of Guantanamo detainees were released and are en route to a Pacific island nation, and President Obama held a town hall meeting in the Midwest to defend his goals for health care reform. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And certainly let's begin with these results in Iran, where the government has certified President Ahmadinejad reelected with nearly two-thirds of the vote, but his opponent, Mir Hussein Mousavi, says that the election has been stolen. He calls it a fraud and a charade. What are some of the short and long-term implications you see today?
Well, short or long-term, it looks as though Iran faces a crisis over legitimacy, which is what it needed least in the world right now. If we're waiting to see now what the Mousavi supporters are doing. They were out in great force before the election, and now the police are apparently trying to keep them from massing. And this seems to be not the end of a process, but the beginning of something which may lead to further instability.
What's the predicament for the Obama administration and U.S. policy?
Well, you know, the way it was planned, there was this great speech that President Obama delivered in Cairo, and that was supposed to be reflected in Lebanese elections, which it was a little bit because the Hezbollah suffered some setbacks there, and in Iran, where it looked for a while as though they were going to sweep Ahmadinejad out of office. Well, that hasn't happened, and so it is now totally up in the air. As to what happens next,
how does the Obama administration extend a hand, as President Obama once suggested, to an administration where I think certainly much of the world is going to doubt their legitimacy for the next few weeks.
That's right, and that's it's hard to tell how that's going to play itself out. But the only thing that was important to the president, our president right now, was to see signs of movement into a more moderate position. And that might have happened. It looked as though it was going to happen. And you had students who were out there demonstrating and saying, among other things, they wanted better relations with the United States. Well, if to get that, it's going to have to be over the dead body, so to speak, I don't mean that literally, of Ahmadinejad.
The Obama administration has been looking for a place to put some Guantanamo detainees as they proceed with plans to try and close that facility.
Yeah.
And there's a group of Chinese Uyghurs who are en route to the nation of Palau in the Pacific. China had been willing to take them, but the U.S. was fearful that they might be executed there. How do they wind up in Palau, and what are the implications?
Oh, that's a most amazing story. Here is a little island country with a population of 20,000, but which also gets about $200 million in development aid from the United States. And so obviously when the U.S. says, hey, do us a favor and take some of these detainees, the tendency is to say yes. But strange things happen. All of a sudden, you find among the people of Palau, a lot of them don't want it and are beginning to protest. And who ever thought that you'd have people in Palau saying, not in my backyard?
President Obama in Wisconsin this week to talk about his goals for health care reform. There have been some competing proposals in the Senate and the House bidding for bipartisan support. Mm-hmm. What kind of battle does he face, and how protracted is this struggle over health care going to be?
Yeah, well, so far the administration has left it to Congress to write its own bill. At what point the president will assert himself more, since he says he desperately wants to have a bill before Congress adjourns, is very hard to see. But the way it shapes up is that in the end it becomes an ideological struggle. The Republicans say that if you want to have something called public health care, that is socialism. And the other side, the president says, we've got to have a competing process. So we've got to have not only private insurance, but also some alternative on the public side. And so very soon we're getting into the most unhappy kind of argument, not about details of how to make the thing work, but who has the right side ideologically.
Tobacco is going to be regulated by the federal government from now on. President Obama has signed that legislation. You were there in, was it 1964, when the Surgeon General first issued the report about cigarettes?
Yes, Luther Terry, the famous Terry Report, which started the movement to examine what it is that tobacco products do to your health. And one step after another had been taken. In a sense, this is a climax of it, that now the Food and Drug Administration is being given the power to regulate cigarettes, regulate in terms of how much in terms of how much nicotine they can contain, what tartar they can contain. This is, for somebody who remembers Luther Terry in 1964, an electrifying day.
Dan, finally, I'd like to get your reflections on the tragedy, the crime, really, this week at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. Stephen Tyrone Johns, a 39-year-old security guard, was shot down. The accused assailant, an 88-year-old man. What can we say about this?
Well, the only thing I say about it is that it illustrates once again what happens under certain conditions. I don't want to look into the mind of this troubled fellow who decided he had to go and shoot somebody, but those who study these things say that they've seen an uptick in this kind of individual violence, whether it be in schools or recruiting stations, and now in a Holocaust museum. Why? Well, they say that we have a recession, unemployment. Some say it's connected perhaps with reaction to having a black president and a black attorney general. Whatever it is, it indicates a level of individual violence in this country that is greater than it used to be.
Dan Shore, thanks very much.
Sure.